What's this, your boy, BTC Joe, here for another audio development journal number X, fill in the blank, no idea. We'll put that in when we post, establish the time and all that good stuff. This one's going to be some sort of brainstorming around server feeds, so we'll call it two models of server feed. So first model we kind of gave you a little taste of before of what it could look like, with basically you'd have a Bitcoin TSN ADDI server feed, and say it could be a dime, it could be a trip, it could be anything really, and there'd probably be different market rates you'd charge and fees based on the data, or if it's trips or videos, they'd be more expensive, and there'd be like a market with different server feeds offering rates for, or maybe I guess it'd just be based on the bytes of data you're sending to the server feed. And so if it's a dime, you've got your dime. And the way this could work is, now that we have line notes and things like that in the SIG pages, you'd pay the market rate to the server feed with Bitcoin in your address, right? And so you have, $100, you have $100 worth of Bitcoin or whatever it is in your address, or whatever number, that doesn't matter, and the server feed's charging $10 in Bitcoin for a dime, or whatever it is, and Lightning could be used to make this stuff cheaper, as well as alternative server feeds that use different altcoins. Don't want to offend anyone, but for now, stick to the Bitcoin example. So I want to send a dime to server feed and their price is $10 in Bitcoin. So I send the $10 in Bitcoin to the server feed. Once that's confirmed, I have a transaction ID, right? Transaction ID hash or whatever it is, which has proof that it was sent from my TSN ADDI to the server feed's TSN ADDI. And so that could literally be a part of the message. That could be a line note, transaction ID receipt for server feed would be the line note. And, so the server feed is pinged and it sees it's paid in full. And so they post the dime. That's the first model. And that's going to have to be fleshed out. Are they posting their own version, their own page? Hold on. The question is, are they posting their own URL or page on their own website with your dime, which will be held intact by the signature you used, right? So that's okay. Or are they just posting a link to your SIG page on your own website? And so we'll have to think about that more. Either one is possible, or maybe there could be both. Some server feeds could do one. So this is how this shit gets worked out. You kind of plan it out, then you do it, then you see what went wrong, then you improve and iterate and so on. So that's basically how it could work. It makes clear sense. The only question is which way of doing it is the best. Or that's the first model of server feed. And so that's dimes, but really what's to say it can't be anything else. It could be trips, which are video, the directory, which is like video files and stuff. It could be audio, and you pay the fee, and either they link to it or they just repost the file itself, which the hash is still the same and the signature is still the same, so it can't be tampered with or anything. So it could be anything, but that's the first mono. And again, that's like Bitcoin, but why not, you know, if the fees are too much, you know, yes, it could be Lightning, but it could also be different altcoin server feeds. You know, why not? If it can be done, why wouldn't you let people, or why wouldn't people do it? If the fees are expensive in Bitcoin, you could have Litecoin, Stellar, Ethereum, Monero, whatever it is, server feed. And so the only obstacle there is I have a Bitcoin, BTC Joe has a Bitcoin TSN addy, but so how do I prove that I'm the one that sent, you know, the Litecoin to the Litecoin server feed if my address is the Bitcoin address? Well, you could easily prove you own a Litecoin address. So that's another thing, is you'd prove you own the Litecoin, like you'd have your list of alt addresses that are associated with your main TSN address. You could have as many as you want, and you know, you could sign a message from those, thus proving you own those, and that'll be in your official directory list of addresses you own associated with your Bitcoin TSN address. Or if you own, if your TSN main address is an altcoin, you could have a Bitcoin and other addresses, etc. So it's real interesting. There could be all these markets that sort of arise. But anyway, that still is the first model of server feed. Now, the second model is really interesting. I'm not sure if it would work, but it could be done. And I guess the incentives are more, this is for people who have popular TSN accounts whose clout have actually gained some non-zero value, and you'll see what I mean or why that is. The second model is essentially the consignment model, is what I'm calling it, and all these names are subject to change, but basically it's kind of the reverse. In the first scenario, you're paying the server feed to post your content in, you know, a common place where everyone goes and sees different people's posts. But so this is kind of the opposite, in that how it would work is if someone's really popular, there could be server feeds which are only for really popular TSN addies, and they are happy to repost other people's dimes and whatnot, because it'll help, you know, they'll get attention on their own server feed by posting these popular people's shit. And so the market model is kind of the opposite, and what would happen is they would post your dime in exchange for paying you a tiny amount of clout. And remember, clout is unique to your TSN addy, so they would be paying you in your clout, like a small amount. And so you could envision that if there were people, the more popular people's clout had value, that could also be like an input into why you'd want to have their clout, is to pay them to post their stuff. And we're talking really small amounts, but maybe that's another thing that kind of takes the load off of paying fees on the other crypto networks, Bitcoin and all coins. It could be, could sort of move to these different cloud. Your cloud, again, is a smart contract, is redeemed in a smart contract of your choosing. So that load would be moving to these smart contracts. Now, again, it's not going to work if you're not a popular person, because why the fuck would I do a server feed where I'm going to pay you and your cloud if you're just some fucking schmuck? So it would have to be for more popular people. And so maybe that one will be further down the line. Again, all the clout and mining is still being ironed out as well. So that's going to take some time. So, but this is basically, you know, we're getting a picture of what server feeds could look like. And that's sort of how we go. Planning and then doing and planning. Well, maybe I'll do a separate one on that, but that's basically your two main models of server feed piece.